Live from the In the Room studios located in the NetCarrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Rum Draw right here live on the VOC Nation. I'm Dean Compton. You know me from Compton After Dark, Sunday nights at 11:30, as well as Her Dork World, His Dork World, also right here on the VOC Nation, Thursday nights at midnight. Excuse me. We are doing Rum Draw tonight, though, the number one Raw reaction show on the internet today. You want to be a part of this tonight, 855-VOC Radio, 855-862-7234. Hanging out tonight with the Stro. Darren McDonald's supposed to be here tonight, but so far he's a no-show. I don't think he can handle you, Stro. I think that's the problem.
Oh, wow. I'm honored.
How you doing tonight, man?
Oh, doing great. Surviving the storms out this way. I'm here in, like, the North Carolina coast. It's been crazy here with the weather.
Yeah, we had a lot of storms down here in Atlanta the last few days, and they would just pop up and go away. I'd leave for work, and it's going to be shining, and by the time I make my 20-minute commute, there'd be almost tornadoes.
Unreal.
Yeah, some kind of low-pressure system. I don't know. I'll let the meteorologists handle that. We can handle the
right.
We can handle the wrestling.
Right.
What do you think overall of tonight's Raw?
I tell you, I like the matches with Jericho and Orton and Reigns were pretty solid.
Yeah, I mean, I did like the Bray Wyatt Chris Jericho match. It was in a steel cage leading off the show, folks. And, you know, it was good, lots of good spots, really told a good story. My only problem is, and it seems like I say this every 3 weeks, and I've said it every 3 weeks here on Rubbed Raw for the last 4 months, is I'm like, how many times can these guys wrestle?
Yeah. I tell you, it's interesting to see, I mean, if they're going to, where it'll lead up to with Jericho and Wyatt, or, you know, if this was the blow off or what, you know, so we'll see.
Yeah, it's hard to really tell what the end game for this is, because, you know, even though they have had some really good moments, and I think tonight's cage match was one of them, they're just, I don't know what the end result, you know, is supposed to be. But like you said, maybe it was tonight. It was a fairly, you know, I mean, for a cage escape as a finish, it was a fairly definitive finish.
Oh, absolutely. And that cross body off the top of Jericho, wow.
I know, right? But Bray Wyatt did win. And then, excuse me, we come back from that, though, and we've got an excited Kane and Seth Rollins. You know, they're talking about the cage match. Triple H comes over to put over the season premiere of Raw. And I just I wonder when this season premiere stuff started, because, like, I just recently started watching Raw again, you know, to do this show when I became a part of the VOC Nation family show. That's the thing about wrestling. Ain't supposed to be no seasons. Why is this a season premiere?
Right. I mean, it's like it never left, right? It's been like every
week. Like, you were on last week. You know, this isn't, it's not a rerun or something. Randy Orton kind of gets involved with this and says he's going to do something even better than what Rollins did to Dean Ambrose. And Orton is bestowed permission from Triple H. And we come back from that, and we've got Dolph Ziggler in the ring, bringing up last week's, the cloud hacking scandal. I'm sure you heard about it, Stro, with all the nude pics of the celebrities going everywhere over the web.
Well, there was none of mine going around, so I was pretty happy.
Can't be that big of a deal, then. Can't be that big of a deal.
Exactly.
But he shows some pics of The Miz, and even though this was kind of hokey, I think what I did like about it, Stro, was playing on something contemporary, something that's going on now, something that, you know, the casual fan, the casual wrestling guy can sink their teeth into, because ultimately that's the difference between an explosion in the business and the business, you know, doing well but not having that huge, you know, Attitude Era or mid-90s level of success or mid-80s level of success.
Yeah, yeah, and I was especially happy that they edited Mrs. Rear End in that photo. My goodness.
We did finally. Hello. I'm sorry. I had to screen a call. Derek McDonald, fashionably late. I had to see who was on the line. Derek, how are you doing? We're already past the Chris Jericho Bray Wyatt match. I don't know, Stro, if we can let old Derek in here tonight for being so tardy. Come on, man.
I apologize, Stro. How you doing? It's the first Monday night of football, and I was down watching my Giants late roll over and die, but they did have Raw on at the same time, so I'm a little bit late. But I apologize.
So you know what? Better late than never. That's what we say down here in the South. And my Chiefs didn't do much better yesterday. I tell you what. You guys, who's your team, Stro?
The Steelers.
There you go.
Well, they won. That's my girlfriend's team, too. So we do a lot of Pittsburgh cheering in the house, for sure. Anybody else wants to be a part of this besides Derek McDonald of In the Room and independent wrestler Stro? 855-VOC-RADIO, 855-862-7234. And Derek, we were just talking about how on Raw, Dolph Ziggler brought up the iCloud incident from last week to embarrass The Miz, and even though I was telling Stro, even though it was kind of a hokey segment, I still enjoy the fact that they're trying to tap into something contemporary to get storylines going.
Yeah, I agree, and I probably have some pictures out there in the out cloud, but I'm not famous, so nobody probably cares. But it's good to see them doing something, you know, that's, you know, pertaining to pop culture that isn't a little bit hokey. So it was all right. And I haven't been the biggest Miz fan in the past year or so, but I think they finally found something for the guy that fits him, and I'm a fan of it.
Yeah, I always like something that kind of, like I was telling Stro before I went to get you out of the freaking phone cloud, that I enjoy this. I think that that's what brings in that next level of fan, that you can be very successful, but for the business to explode or pop, it's gotta tie into things that are going on now, and that's why mid-80s WWF and the Attitude Era and even the New World Order era at World Championship Wrestling were so successful.
Yeah, like you said, you know, whether it's Cindy Lauper during the 80s or Mike Tyson during the 90s, as long as you can get something that can grab people's attention, something that's in the news, it's always good. And like I said, it's kind of goofy, but, you know, they tried, and that's all they can do at this point.
Yeah, exactly. And I think there's certainly a limitation for a storyline tying into nude pictures of celebrities being released on the internet when you're trying to do at least a quasi-family show, Stro.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, you know, things change with time, so does life, and so should, you know, wrestling. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, the next thing that went down, we had Natalya and Rosa Mendes versus AJ Lee and Paige. And not a bad match, but just, you know, seemed to be kind of, kind of filler during the match. But the shenanigans afterwards, Derek, Paige and AJ, a little stare down. I really think they've gotten this thing back on track.
Yeah, I think so, and it took a terrible step for the past couple weeks, but I'm a little bit more interested now. I'm not sure why Rosa Mendez is in the ring with these three ladies who are probably the three best in the company, but hey, who am I, right?
Darren McDonald, just show up late. You make things happen on your own time, your own hours. That's who you are, man. That's who you are, right? Here on the BFC Nation Worldwide. Stro, what did you think about that? And what I feel is some decently forward movement with the AJ Lee Page angle.
Anytime, you know, you get AJ and Page and Natalya and, well, even Rosa Mendez, I mean, put them in the mix. I mean, you got Natalya, AJ, and Paige. I mean, three of the top divas they got right now, wrestling divas, mind you. And, you know, I mean, it was a pretty solid seven. Like you said, I'm really glad the AJ and Paige feud's back on track because, I mean, they really got some good going.
And after that, we saw them bring in, you know, do a little vignette where Chris Jericho was brutally assaulted to his already injured knee at the hands of the dastardly Apex Predator, the Viper himself, Randy Orton. So, Stro, that may tie into what we were talking about earlier, and we didn't mention this earlier because we're not trying to give away spoilers in case somebody's listening to the old rubbed raw for results. But maybe the Bray Wyatt thing is over based on this short, and we're going to see Randy Orton and Chris Jericho move into a feud.
You know, that could be an idea in itself, you know, with what we saw. And, you know, Jericho took a lot of heat from them after the match with Wyatt to in the back with Randy. So, I mean, we may be seeing something new there with him and Orton.
Derek, what do you think? I mean, it seems like all Jericho can do is lose right now. I'm not necessarily complaining, but he's certainly in a position where they're utilizing him to make others look good, dastardly, sneaky, et cetera.
Yeah, and this is what I think this is what they were trying to do with RVD when he came back, except he lost to everybody, and it didn't really matter. But one of the cool things about Jericho is he comes back, you know, he doesn't stay full-time, but when he's there, he puts guys over, he makes guys look strong. And I don't know if he's going away for a while to do concerts or whatever, but when he does come back, he has a ready-made feud with Randy Orton, and I think those two can tear it up in the ring if they give them time.
Yeah, definitely could be a very interesting match. You know, Chris Jericho, one of my all-time favorites. Never get tired of seeing him. Be very interesting to see where this goes. Speaking of seeing where something goes, we're going to go to a break. On the other side of this, though, we will talk about the Paul Heyman, John Cena promo. This is Rubbed Raw live on the VOC Nation Worldwide. Stro, Derek McDonald, Dean Compton, the terrific triumvirate, bringing you all the news, all the action tonight.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey everyone, it is your favorite knockout, Mickey James, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast, and the business making town. I am your award-winning hostess with the mostest, Shelly Funtime Martinez, and she is my co-host, Dazzling Danielle.
Woo! Hello out there.
And together we are the Martinez Girls. You finally did it. And you can join us here Monday, new time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation as we save wrestling together, Danielle. Fighting crime. Woo!
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9/8 Central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today. And so much more.
Hey, it's me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. NetCarrier has many great products and services to increase your bottom line. Be sure to ask your NetCarrier representative about our hosted PBX. Call NetCarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it pulled it down on itself and it is not.
We are live with Carmine Confidential.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m.
Central Standard Time.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Listen to Carmine Confidential, weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time, the OC Nation Radio Network.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email the Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the N-Cloud and soar above your competition.
This is Buggy Nova, your Candyland princess, and I want everyone to know that I love VOCNation.com.
Hey, how's it going? This is Amy Dumas, but you may know me as Lita. You're listening to the VOC Nation.
Welcome back to Rubbed Raw. Thanks for sticking with us through the break. You are on. You are listening to the VOC Nation Worldwide. I'm Dean Compton along with Distro and Derek McDonald talking about Raw. You want to be a part of this tonight, 855-VOC Radio, 855-862-7234. What was probably the highlight of the evening, fellas, was a very charged promo, little confrontation between Paul Heyman and John Cena. That I thought they did, you know, pretty well. And I'm not a John Cena guy, but I thought he came through and filled his role here very well when he mentioned, you know, the humanitarian activity he engages in. But I wonder if this is going to be enough to get people on his side against the behemoth himself, Brock Lesnar. It's a tricky situation, Stro.
Yeah, it is, especially after we saw the near one-sided battle they had that SummerSlam, and I'm sure it'll be somewhat more competitive this time around with the two, but it's just, you know, I mean, I still think it's too soon. You know, I still think it, with a rematch of this caliber, it needs time to really build up and build up, you know, do it right. But with that though, I mean, I'm sure it's going to be. I'm not sure it's going to be a good match, and but I still think the outcome, you know, with Lesnar is a very, very strong champ at this point.
I agree, and I think I also think it's too soon. Derek, what were your thoughts on this back and forth between Paul Heyman and John Cena? And also, are they rushing this rematch?
Well, after the, pardon my language, the ass whooping that John Cena took at SummerSlam, it's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy to see him on television, you know, showing no ill effects and, you know, they're having the rematch, what, 3-4 weeks later. I think it's a little too quick. They probably could have spaced it out a little bit more, but, you know, who am I? Really a John Cena fan, but I kind of get the guy. And, you know, a lot of people trash on the guy. They go, oh, he jokes a lot, which he does in his promos. But when he's on, he's on. And tonight, him and Heyman were on their A game, and that was amazing to watch. And I know some people doubt why John Cena is the number one guy, but when he's on his game like he is tonight, he proves why he's up here and everybody else is a level below him. That was amazing to watch.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I go on, Stro.
Yeah, I totally agree with Derek. I mean, Cena was definitely his A game with Heyman tonight, and they took the ball and hit a home run tonight.
I agree. I think that, you know, I'm with Derek, even though I'm not a huge John Cena guy. I think they're using him in the best way possible at this moment, and I think he's doing a good job, you know, playing the role of the, you know, of the basically white bread babyface hero, you know what I mean, who's got to overcome the big bad guy. But personally, I just like the big bad guy more. Maybe it's because I'm a 90s guy. That's probably what it is. But we also got to see a nice match between Sheamus and Seth Rollins, which I don't think was spectacular or anything, but I thought it was pretty good, and I thought it really did a good job, with a slow burn and build, getting Seth Rollins permanently entrenched into that echelon of guys who could be WWE champion, Derek.
Yeah, pretty decent match. Like you said, they're building up Rollins, which is cool, and I think when Ambrose comes back, the people are going to explode just by the way they're building up Rollins. When Ambrose hits that ring in his face, you know, people see his face, you know, they're going to go crazy, and I think that feud will be the feud everybody's talking about going into the next pay-per-view.
I'd have to concur, Stro.
I really like the way they're slowly building Reigns along to be the next big headliner, and I'm really think they're grooming him for a big deal come next year's WrestleMania also. And with Rollins, like Derek said, he's getting all that heat he can when the time is right. When Ambrose makes that return, man, it's going to be big with him and Rollins.
I think that Rollins and Ambrose both are going to be a big star, and I think Ambrose is going to be a bigger star than they thought. I think that they were putting all of the all the money on the roulette wheel on, you know, one number, that number being Rollins, and here, you know, this diamond in the rough, Ambrose, came through as well. It's going to be very interesting to see how these guys, how and where these guys take the business over the next few years. But one thing that will definitely always be around, the good old-fashioned patriotic feud, Rusev, Mark Henry, and, I mean, as distasteful as this could be because people are really dying in the Ukraine and what have you, I like Lana, and I think that you know, this has probably been, I don't know, I think they've done as well as they could with it, you know, for the most part, for what it is, Derek.
Yeah, they're doing the best they can. I remember loving the Muhammad Hassan stuff they did years ago, and the heat that got, but then it kind of blew up in their face, you know, and now they kind of have to be careful with the whole Lana Rusev thing. They don't want the same thing to happen, so they're doing the best they can. I love Mark Henry. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, me
too.
Gets
on the microphone, he's like a legit badass. So whenever he's on my television, he's the focus of anything. I enjoy it. But given the circumstances that they have, they're doing the best they can. And whenever Lana's on my television, it's a good thing. I will never complain about that.
I hear you. What about you, Stro? How do you feel about these type of angles? And, you know, I mean, I'm sure you've seen and been part of some of the execution of some of them. It's kind of a tricky tightrope to walk. You gotta be just edgy enough, but you can't be too edgy because, like I said, there are real world ramifications going on that are loosely associated with this.
You guys remember when Mark Henry pulled the swerve on John Cena with the promo he did a while back where he was going to retire from wrestling and say goodbye to his family and all that, and then a total swerve mode, attacked Cena, gave him the world's strongest slam, and got tons of heat for it. I mean, Mark Henry does not get enough credit for his promo work. I mean, it is great. And and to see him now in the feud with Rusev and with Lana, I mean, I'm really kind of excited to see where they go with this and if they'll really do something big with it, because I really thought they cut that off with him and Cena way too soon, because, I mean, Henry's great on the mic.
Yeah, Henry is really, really good on the mic and really always has been, and really underrated as far as his ability to evoke whatever kind of charisma you desire, because, you know, Derek, I'm sure you remember he was a really nice, lovable guy when he was, busted out in 99, you know, as D'Lo Brown's buddy. And then he can also be, you know, that House of Pain super badass as well.
Yeah. When he won the title from Orton a couple years ago on SmackDown, and he was just running through everybody, and they had him attacking crew members, like, when he first started the Hall of Pain stuff, like, that stuff was amazing, and it sucks that he got injured because he was on a roll, and he carried that show for a long, long time. And like Stro said, the guy doesn't get enough credit for his promos. He has the same voice in all his promos, but it's believable, and it's always awesome.
Absolutely, absolutely. Always believable, always awesome. And what was unbelievable to me tonight, though, was in the Titus O'Neil versus Adam Rose match that Adam Rose got to win because all the whispers around the campfire, Derek, were that Adam Rose was on the way out. That's all I've heard the last few weeks is they don't like him. He's not over, but here he is winning on Raw.
I've read and heard the same things, too. And, you know, poor Titus O'Neil. I enjoy Titus O'Neil. I think he's a funny guy. I think he has a mean streak in him. But I guess they want to get the bunny over. That seems to be the main focus of this whole feud with these guys. So, you know, I guess Adam Rose isn't as buried, to coin a phrase, as everybody likes to say.
What do you think, Stro?
I just want to know, when did they start letting one of the Samoan guys betray the bunny and fly off the top rope? I must have missed something. I swear when the Uso boys are, you know, put on the bunny suit and start jumping off the top without him.
I just think it's one of those gimmicks, you know, when it comes to Adam Rose that what can you do with it? Like, it's just going to run its course. And the big problem is I said this, my girlfriend said this when she was introduced, Ryan Mays, co-host of Combat After Dark, said this, I'm much more interested in his entourage than him. And that's sort of a death sentence, Stro.
Yeah, I tell you, I love to see the look on Shawn Michaels' face when the bunny did the super kick on the
I think we all would have liked to have seen that, but I think one of the things we also liked seeing was the Roman Reigns, Randy Orton main event. And I just want to get, you know, I mean, I thought it was pretty good, you know, good, you know, again, I feel like that, you know, this is a consistent problem, and I hate to sound like a broken record because I'm complaining about the WWE seeming like a broken record, but everything just kind of goes around and is the same over and over again. And Randy Orton being in the main event makes me feel that way. I'm just not a Randy Orton guy. I think he has talent, but subjectively, I don't really care for him. And so when he's in a main event, Derek, it just even if it's with a guy the level of Roman Reigns, the future of the business, there's just something about me that makes me kind of zone out a bit.
You know, in ring, I think Randy Orton is great. I think he's very underrated. And I think most people feel the way you do because his character comes off as boring. He's been the same guy for maybe 4 or 5 years now. And he's the legend.
Certainly
killer.
Seems that
I think
way.
He got more out of the guy. Yeah, he's the same guy. I can understand why they put him with Reigns. You know, you want Reigns to be the future guy. There's no better guy to trust in ring than Randy Orton, and he's a name. But like you said, it's kind of boring because it's Randy Orton. You know, he doesn't do anything. You know, he hasn't been interesting really since he kicked, you know, Stephanie and Vince and everybody in the head. But it was good match. It's a pretty good match. You know, he gets in between those ropes. He's a great general, and he led Roman to a great match, and I guess that's all they want from the guy.
Stro, I mean, I think they are going with Randy Orton for, you know, to touch upon some of the stuff Derek said, that he is a safe bet. They know what they're going to get. They know how he's going to act. They know how he's, you know, they know how to portray him to get the most out of him, and they know what he can do in the ring and get out of a crowd and get out of an opponent.
Well, that was a heck of a match and a great way to follow that Jerry Springer bump. Good Lord. those crowbar bellas.
Jerry, having celebrities and having to follow them like that can be pretty tough, and I think they did a good job of getting the focus back on wrestling, Stro.
Like Derek said, Randy is a solid performer. And the ring, I mean, to me, he's very smart. I mean, you don't see any wasted motion on Randy Orton, what he does in the ring. And he's like the perfect guy to have with the Reigns and further his grooming to be the next headliner. So, I mean, I thought tonight's match was pretty solid. The ending was kind of, I mean, it was, wow. I mean, they went like way over end time there. You know what I mean? With the beatdown,
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah.
I mean,
everybody except the kitchen sink came out there and got involved, and he might have been there, and I couldn't have seen him for all the other bodies.
Right.
But no, I mean, I thought overall it was a good ending to what was a pretty good Raw. You know, not spectacular, not change your life, not call your friends right now like it's Bobby the Brain Heenan trying to get you to watch the NWO on Nitro or something back in 1997, the way he used to talk about that. But all in all, there are worse ways to spend 3 hours. But I always say this to Derek, would have been better if it was two.
Oh, yeah. It would have been better if it was an hour, maybe. But, yeah, these shows are long. And, they just don't have enough content to fill in 3 hours. And I don't know if it's their fault or if it's USA, but if they would cut it down shorter, I think it'd be a much, much better show.
A lot crisper, I think, Stro.
Well, how about the NXT match tonight? That was a surprise.
Oh, wow, yeah, I glossed over that. Go on about it, man. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Stro.
Oh, you go ahead.
Now, I was just going to say, I watch NXT religiously, and I think I enjoy that show because, like you said, Dean, it's only an hour long, and it's wrestling. It's not a bunch of, you know, crazy storylines. Those four guys, they introduced themselves to the WWE universe, and I think people are going to look forward to them being called up to the main roster. The only thing that was crazy to me is I don't know what took them so long to promote NXT on Raw, because it's one of the best things on the network. I don't know what took them so long.
Well, I'm
I
really
like
excited.
Sure as well, Stro. What do you think, Stro?
You know, I'm really excited to see a lot of the more great talent from NXT being showcased. You know, I've got a guy that I trained down at NXT right now that's really going to be something to see once he gets called up. Scott Dawson. I mean, this guy's a great talent. And then they're all great talents. I mean, you got Charlotte, Ric Flair's daughter, there coming up as well. I mean, so many that, you know, I could name off. But, you know, one guy in particular I'm excited to see, looking forward to see, rather, at the next TakeOver special event for NXT is Kenta to Japan.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's going to be a lot of fun to see him meld into NXT and this North American style.
Yeah, I can't wait. And real quick, since we're talking about NXT guys, I just have to profess my love for Bull Dempsey. He's like the complete old school wrestler guy. He looks like nothing they have on the roster, and I just love Bull Dempsey. I don't know why.
We should get an NXT show for you, Derek. But the show you are on in the room tomorrow night. What do you got going
on? I'm pretty sure Brady will complain about Raw. That's what he does. so we'll be on tomorrow night. Also, I have WCW Retro this Thursday with Stro, and I like to call him Producer Dan, and I believe we're going to be talking about Starrcade. That will be on VOC Nation, Starrcade Part 3, and it'll be me, Dan, and Stro, 9:30 on VOC this Thursday.
Right on. And Stro, you're besides doing WCW Retro, where are you going to be this weekend?
Well, along with doing WCW Retro with Derek and Dan this Thursday at 9:30 on VOC Nation, this Friday I will be wrestling the Barbarian, another former WCW alumni, at the Amelia Fair in Amelia, Virginia, for a Bruiser Wrestling Federation. And I think bell times for that 7:30. And for more information
sounds awesome.
On that,
that's going to be an awesome match, bro. The Barbarian rules.
Oh, right. Wrestling is like rodeo riding. You know what I mean? I just hang on and, you know, it's crazy. But when it comes to, you know, I've also got some movie projects coming out. Sleepy Hollow, the series, that'll be out coming out September 22nd. Episode 6 and 8 on a new season on Fox. Also, The Hollow Oak, we just ended that movie. And the premiere will be, in sometime in November. And Dracula's War trailer, a new trailer for Dracula's War is coming out October as well. For all information on that and wrestling and film, check out my official website at www.thestro.com.
All right, go to thestro.com, everybody. Stay tuned to vocnation.com for all of your wrestling and other pop culture needs. Rubbed Raw, been a great time tonight for the Stro and Darren McDonald. I'm Dean Compton. Now, you know we'll be back next week. You know I'll be here Thursday night at midnight for Her Dork World, His Dork World, and Sunday night at 11:30 p.m. for Compton After Dark. The OC Nation's worldwide, everybody, setting it all on fire. You don't want to miss it. So stay tuned.